Wow, still sounds good after all these years. That was the group New Stories, which made this recording about 20 years ago with Ernie Watts as their featured guest artist. Mark Seals, the pianist, Doug Miller on bass, and John Bishop on drums had the go-to rhythm section in Seattle at the time. They backed up quite a number of different artists, including Don Lanfear and Mark Murphy, Ernie Watts, Tom Harrell, Charles McPherson, and various others. In this recording, Speaking Out, New Stories, Mark Seals, Doug Miller, and John Bishop were backing up Ernie Watts. And they'll be together again for a reunion coming up at the Ballard Jazz Festival, taking place next weekend. Friday, May 31st is the main stage concert at the Nordic Museum on Market Street. And Ernie Watts and New Stories and Lage Lund, the Norwegian guitarist, will be performing at that time. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. And today we're going to be featuring some of the artists appearing at the Ballard Jazz Festival, as well as at the Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival, both of them taking place next week, Wednesday through Sunday. After that recording by New Stories, here's something from Lage Lund, the Norwegian guitarist, who's going to be doing triple duty, performing not only on the main stage concert with Michael Glenn and Matt Jorgensen, he's also performing at the Guitar Summit on Thursday night at Connor Burn, and then the Jazz Walk, again at Connor Burn, Saturday night. Three chances to hear this outstanding young Norwegian guitarist. Here's music from one of his earlier recordings. This was made about 10 years ago. Lage Lund is on guitar with Edward Simon piano, Ben Street bass, and Bill Stewart on drums in music from a Crisscross release called Unlikely Stories. This one is called Truck Stop Queen. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Jay Thomas on tenor sax in a tune titled Deep Passion by tenor saxophone great Lucky Thompson, who spent his last years in Seattle. Jay Thomas on tenor sax here with beautiful arrangements for this album by Oliver Grunewald. Jay Thomas chose to do mostly ballads in this album called I Always Knew, his most recent release with the Oliver Grunewald New Net. And Jay and Oliver are going to be playing with a sextet during the Ballard Jazz Walk. They're going to be playing at the Salmon Bay Eagles, three sets there, next Saturday night. Before that, we were listening to the Norwegian guitarist Lagerlund, who will be a featured artist at the Ballard Jazz Festival. He was heard with Edward Simon on piano, Ben Street bass, Bill Stewart on drums, in his composition Truck Stop Queen, which comes from his album Unlikely Stories. Lagerlund will be performing on the Guitar Summit night Thursday, as well as on the main stage Friday and Saturday night as part of the Jazz Walk. 88.5 KNKX connects you with the regional jazz scene here on Jazz Northwest every Sunday afternoon at this time. Meanwhile, there's the Couth Buzzard Jazz Festival going on this weekend. The festival continues with an afternoon jam this afternoon, later some Latin music, some fusion, and an organ trio this evening. Experimental music coming up on Monday with a little more outside kind of material. Couth Community Jazz Festival at the Couth Buzzard Books on Greenwood. Greta Matassa has a brand new CD, which we haven't heard yet. It's titled Portrait. It's coming out on Origin Records, and she's having a CD release party tonight at Tula's. Meanwhile, across the mountains, the Westerlies, who were in Seattle last week, they're playing the Jazz in the Methow weekend tonight at the Merck Playhouse in Twisp. On Tuesday, the Ballard High School Jazz Bands and Vocal Jazz will be performing at Jazz Alley. Nathan Breedlove has a gig at the Royal Room on Tuesday night. On Wednesday, the Ballard Jazz Festival begins and the Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival begins. Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival has happy hours from 4 to 6 daily. Tia Fuller will be performing with Bothell and Mercer Island High School Jazz Bands at Jazz Alley on Wednesday night, and the Celebration of the Drum kicks off the Ballard Jazz Festival at Connor Burn. The Guitar Summit follows on Thursday, and Sarah Gazarek will be doing two shows at Resonance at Soma as part of the Bellevue Festival. And if that's not enough, Spyro Gyra opens at Jazz Alley and continues through Sunday. More details are available on the KNKX calendar and the jazz calendar at earshot.org. Both Ballard and Bellevue Jazz Festivals have pages of their own to explore. There's surprisingly little overlap between the Bellevue and Ballard Jazz Festivals, though they're going on at the same time. One of the few artists who's appearing at both is the highly revered Seattle pianist Overton Berry. He's performing with a duo in Bellevue at Lincoln Square North on Thursday from 4 to 6. That's a free performance, a happy hour. And then again on Saturday, he'll be at Egan's in Ballard, performing with a trio at 7 and 9 p.m. Here's something we recorded with Overton Berry at the piano and Bruce Ferris on bass at Tula's in February of last year. This is Overton Berry at the piano and Hard Times.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Down with love, the flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon and wrap it in cellophane. Down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. The moon in June and roses and rainbows ends. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, let's take it away, away. Take it away, take it away. Give it back to the birds and the bees and the Viennese. Down with eyes, romantic and stupid. Down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove. Down with love, down with love. Down with love, the flowers and rice and shoes. Down with love, the root of all midnight blues. Down with things that give you that well-known pain. Take that moon and wrap it in cellophane. Oh, down with love, let's liquidate all its friends. The moon in June and roses and rainbows ends. Down with songs that moan about night and day. Down with love, yes, take it away, away. Romantic and stupid, down with sighs, down with Cupid. Brother, let's stuff that dove down with love.
Sarah Gazarek on that song, Down With Love, accompanied by Josh Nelson on piano, Hamilton Price on bass, Zach Harmon was the drummer. And that comes from Sarah Gazarek's CD titled Blossom and Bee. The former Roosevelt High School jazz star has gone on to a nice career of her own. I think she's based in Los Angeles now, and she will be coming back to the Seattle area to perform part of the Bellevue Jazz and Blues Festival, which takes place next weekend. And at that time, she's going to be performing at the Resonance Concert Hall at Soma Towers on Thursday, two shows at 6:30 and 8:30. Before that, we were listening to Overton Berry and Bruce Ferris, recorded in performance at Tula's in February of 2018, last year, and we heard them doing Hard Times. Overton Berry's one of the few artists who's appearing at both Bellevue and Ballard. Next Thursday, he's going to be at Lincoln Square North from 4 to 6 in a happy hour performance with Duo, and then with Trio on Saturday night at 7 and 9 p.m. at Egan's Ballard Jam House as part of the Ballard Jazz Festival. Overton Berry. Jazz Northwest coming your way from 88.5 KNKX. Connects you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. Next up, we're going to be listening to Nathan Breedlove. Nathan is performing at the Royal Room with his group on Tuesday night, and he'll also be appearing at the Ballard Jazz Festival, part of the Ballard Jazz Walk, next Saturday. Nathan Breedlove and the New Trio, heard here with Phil Sparks on bass and Brian Kirk on drums, Nathan Breedlove on trumpet, and Thelonious Monk's tune, Blue Monk. pianist and composer Brittany Anjou from her new album titled In Amico Reciprocati, and a piece called Balu for Bartok, with Brittany Anjou at the piano, Gregory Chudzik on bass, and Nicholas Anderson on drums. Brittany, originally from Seattle, now based in Brooklyn, is returning to perform at the Ballard Jazz Festival. She'll be part of the Jazz Walk, playing at Egan's opposite Overton Berry, which should make for a nice contrast, at the Ballard Jazz Walk on Saturday night. That piece, titled Balu for Bartok, from her new album. Before that, Nathan Breedlove's new trio, Nathan Breedlove on trumpet with Phil Sparks on bass, Brian Kirk on drums, Thelonious Monk's tune, Blue Monk. Nathan Breedlove is performing at both the Ballard Jazz Festival Jazz Walk, as well as Wednesday night he'll be performing at the Royal Room. 16 groups in 10 locations, many new locations for the Jazz Walk this year, Saturday night. Also with the Bellevue Jazz Festival, Davina and the Vagabonds perform at Maidenbauer Theater at the Bellevue Jazz Festival on Friday night, while Kiki Valera will be at Bake's Place. The Bad Plus will be performing at the Maidenbauer Theater for the Bellevue Jazz Festival on Saturday night. All of the artists on today's show are appearing at either the Bellevue or the Ballard Jazz Festival. The organizers of the Ballard Jazz Festival, John Bishop and Matt Jorgensen, who are also behind Origin Records, have been named the Jazz Journalists Association 2019 Jazz Heroes for Seattle. These are the advocates, altruists, activists, aiders, and abettors of jazz who have significant impact in their communities. They'll be presented with the Jazz Hero Awards at the intermission of the main stage concert with Ernie Watts and New Stories and Lagerlund Trio at the Nordic Heritage Museum. Robin Lloyd will be on hand to present that award. She and I are both members of the Jazz Journalists Association. Congratulations to Matt Jorgensen and John Bishop. They certainly deserve this Jazz Hero Award for Seattle. Time for just one more on today's program, and for that we're going to be listening to another group that's appearing at the Ballard Jazz Festival. This is John A. Kendrick and Dawn Clement teaming up in music from John A. Kendrick's CD Flying. And they will be appearing as part of the Jazz Walk, playing opposite Nathan Breedlove and the new trio at the Cathedral. Here's John A. Kendrick with Dawn Clement at the piano.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen, and foolish though it may seem, to me it's everything. Thank you. thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen, and foolish though the mere idea of you, my longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in skies above. Every thought of you.
The Don Clement, John A. Kendrick Quartet and The Very Thought of You. Don Clement at the piano, John A. Kendrick vocal, Chris Simer bass, and Byron Van Noy on drums will be appearing at the Cathedral, Ballard Avenue and Market Street, heart of Old Ballard. And that's where it all starts. The Jazz Walk on Saturday night starts at 6:30. The quartet will also be appearing at Tula's on Friday night. Thanks for joining us today here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. We also have a podcast available at jazznw.org, where you can also stream the program at any time. Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.